But in 1888, a terrible flood destroyed a large part of the city, including Don Lupe's shop. Don Lupe, his wife, and their son moved to Mexico City, the capital of the country. Don Lupe worked as an illustrator and a designer in several print shops. Eventually, he was able to open his own shop near the Zócalo, the city's main square. One of the men Don Lupe worked with was Antonio Vanegas. He published intriguing stories on large sheets of bright paper called broadsides. The tales were about a wide range of topics, including scary creatures, fires, miracles, violent crimes, heroes, bandits, cockfights, and bullfighters. Don Lupe illustrated many of these tales. Paperboys sold the inexpensive broadsides on the streets for a few cents, and people, even people who couldn't read, bought them. They were fascinated by Don Lupe's drawings. Don Lupe and Don Antonio worked together for more than 20 years. They were always busy, especially every November 1st through 2nd, during the Dia de Muertos celebrations. On those days, the city was full of vendors who sold pan de muerto, bread, cempasúchil, marigold flowers, alfeñiques, sugar skulls, and papel picado, paper cutouts. People bought these and other items to decorate the ofrendas, offerings, they made for their loved ones who had died. For the holiday, Don Antonio and other editors published literary calaveras. They were short rhyming poems that featured a skeleton and made jokes about him or her. People found the poems very funny and bought them on the street from paperboys. A man named Manuel Manilla illustrated many of these poems for Don Antonio. Don Lupe also began to illustrate them, and soon he became a master at it. Calavera Love. It was a warm afternoon in the middle of May. Mr. Bones grabbed his hat and went walking that day. When he noticed a beauty on the opposite street, he ran towards her and kneeled at her feet. "You are the prettiest girl I've seen in my life."